I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan is on Capitol Hill today, where he's testifying before the Senate Banking Committee. Mr. Greenspan is up for renomination for a fifth term as chairman. The hearing comes on the same day the government released figures showing inflation is on the rise. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Vigeland with a look at the Fed and the chairman's role. Tess, has the Fed always had a chairman? I feel like asking, has it always had this chairman?
It seems like it, doesn't it? It has always had a chairperson since the Fed was created in 1913. The first one was a Boston lawyer. Since then, most of the members of the Fed and its chairs have been economists or bankers. They're appointed by the president, and Alan Greenspan is the 13th person to hold this position. If he's approved for this fifth term and he completes it, he'll actually be the longest-serving Fed chairman in its, 91-year history.
By a long margin, I would think. Is it controversial at all? Is he likely to be confirmed?
He is likely to be confirmed. I think folks would be stunned beyond belief if he was not confirmed. But some of the critics do wish that Greenspan and the Fed would codify some of the monetary policies they've put in place while they've been in this office. Charles Plosser co-chairs the Shadow Open Market Committee, a Fed watchdog, and he says if you believe those policies have been successful, how do you ensure that the institution will continue to follow them?
Right now, the operation of the institution is largely determined or certainly heavily influenced by whoever happens to sit in the chairman's chair. That's not a very good way, I think, to have institutions operate, or necessarily ways that will continue to serve the goals, for example, of price stability in the United States.
And Alan Greenspan is well known for being in favor of allowing the Fed lots of discretion, so institutionalizing some of these policies wouldn't necessarily match with that philosophy.
Mr. Plosser mentioned price stability. What's the latest on inflation?
Well, the government reported today that consumer prices rose 0.6% last month, and that's the biggest jump in 3.5 years. So the Fed's Open Market Committee, which meets 2 weeks from today, this is really just going to be more fuel for the expectation that they will raise interest rates at that meeting. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking into the state of small business in Iraq.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.